As we begin the year 2014, Nancy Pearl reminds us that there are still plenty of books from 2013 that are worth reading. Our esteemed colleague Steve Scher asked Nancy to highlight three great books from the past year, and she started with a tome about the Dulles brothers.
This is called The Brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War, and it's by Stephen Kinzer. And I have been a Stephen Kinzer fan since his very, very early books. He did a couple of just fascinating books about the U.S. role in overthrowing
various dictators.
And the first one, his two best ones, I think, are called All the Shah's Men and Bitter Fruit, which was about United Fruit Company and the various goings-on.
Kinzer, a New York Times reporter, who,
yes,
and I've seen his byline for years as well in the New York Times.
And used to be, wrote for the Chicago Tribune, I believe, was that one. But this book is particularly just so interesting and just horrifying in looking back at the period that these two brothers really had control of what the United States was doing in foreign policy. So John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State, and Alan Dulles was the director of the CIA.
I was going to say, they were the brothers who gave us the Cold War in some ways.
Not just in some ways. I mean, they delivered the Cold War. I mean, I'm sure I always exaggerate, but it seemed to me reading this book that they basically delivered the Cold War, that the U.S. bought hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, they were virulently anti-communist. And they just, between the two of them, directed American policy to fit in with their very narrow view of what was right and what was wrong.
I'm struck by the John le Carré,
yes,
announcement about the book. What do we call those?
Like a blurb.
A blurb. Thank you. What does it say? A secret history enriched and carefully...
Calmly
retold, and an essential allegory for our time.
You know, and this does read. I mean, the thing about Stephen Kinzer is that his books are incredibly readable. So you're not going to be lost in a bunch of acronyms, and everything is explained. And just reading his books, it's like reading as befits books that John le Carré would blurb. I mean, it's like reading a spy novel. And this, you know, you read about these brothers and you think, how could anybody let that happen? How could the power, you know, Washington power, be concentrated in the hands of two men?
What did these guys think of Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Not happy. Too liberal.
That's what I figured.
Don't you think?
Yeah. But they worked with Truman a little bit, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. They did. But it's... this is the book that I think all of Kinzer's, or the majority of Kinzer's other books, was leading up to, because all of those interventions in other countries' governance came out of the Dulles brothers.
Oh, that's interesting.
In one or the other. So, you know, from the Congo to Iran, and you know, Iran is still in our, you know, the front of our minds, but the Congo, people don't think about that anymore.
So that's why he calls it an allegory for our times, because
yes,
the shape of the modern geopolitical world, these guys had a real hand in.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And Alan Dulles, you don't hear very much about Alan Dulles.
No. Because he was just, the other things, the CIA, many things have happened since Alan Dulles was at the CIA, to the CIA. But, Steve, this is the kind of book I think you would love. And if he ever comes to Seattle, which I can't understand why he hasn't before this, you should definitely interview him.
So did he get a lot of original information? Did he go into the archives to figure out what was happening?
Yeah. He does that. And, but it's meticulously noted. I mean, it's not weighted down by footnotes, but the notes are all there if you want to go back and check.
The brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War. Did I have that right?
Yep.
Their Secret World War by Stephen Kinzer. Kinzer is K-I-N-Z-E-R. Very interesting. All right, so just another book maybe not to overlook.
Yes.
In the fiction category.
Yes, this is in the fiction category. Many people know Laurie R. King, mystery writer, because of her Sherlock Holmes, Mary Russell pastiches, I think you might call
them.
I've
never read those. I know Marcy has read them.
Yes.
And you've read them.
Yes, and especially the first ones are just wonderful. The Beekeeper's Apprentice, Sherlock Holmes retired. And so she's that's really what made her name, were those Mary Russell books. But before that, she wrote three mysteries featuring a lesbian police detective in San Francisco, a young woman named Kate Martinelli, and Picador. They were originally published in the early to mid-1990s, and Picador Publishing Company has just reissued all three of them. The first one is called A Grave Talent, and I just reread it. And you know, certainly, definitely holds up to a reread. So I think that those of us who really like our mysteries well written and something a little bit more than just the mystery to it will enjoy these books.
Hmm. May I ask, how long did it take you to read that book?
Oh, to reread it?
Yeah,
it took me. Well, it's not heavy reading, so it doesn't take
I know, I just
that
like to gauge your...
Oh, well, I would say probably a lot of the day yesterday.
So you're reading a book a day at the minimum?
No, probably at the maximum.
At the maximum. Because that Dulles book, Brothers, that took a little
longer.
Oh, that
took much longer.
It's a thicker book.
Yes. And I mean, it's... And plus, there are things in here. I'm never trying to figure out who the murderer is. You know, that's not why I read mysteries. I don't try to outwit any or see if I can be smarter than the detectives. But with a book like this, you have to stop and with a book like The Brothers, you have to stop and put it down and just shake your head in disbelief. And that takes some time.
Nancy Pearl is a book reader. She joins us every week to talk about the books she's reading and the books she recommends. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome, Steve.
I'm Steve Scherr. You're tuned to The Record.